The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Some people are crying foul that this was a waste of money.
Is this the American people?
Yes, it's the American. Some Americans are like, hey, the government should have done that. That was a waste of money. But I'm going to leave it up to you to decide.
Okay.
I am not going to editorialize.
Please don't.
I'm just going to give you the facts and let you decide if this was a waste of money. Because some people claim it is, Chris.
Okay, I'm ready.
During the Afghani reconstruction, you know, we had the Iraqi reconstruction, Afghani, where we helped them, you know, train. And
I was part of the Iraqi one.
Right. So you were there and you understand what it is. Mm-hmm. We helped build stuff, whatever. And
we taught them how to fly planes, taught them how to
build some buildings, right? Yep. Right. And that was part of our deal. So during the Iraqi reconstruction, we helped the some of the Afghanis train to become police officers.
Yes.
We trained their national army. And we also provided uniforms for their army.
Oh, good, good, good.
The new Inspector General report on Afghani reconstruction, the IG report, says that the Pentagon could have saved a couple of bucks.
Oh.
A few million dollars.
Whoa. How few of a million?
68.6.
They could have saved that much money.
As much as 72.2 million.
Okay, now 70, okay.
If they had just simply said, here, use this pattern, you know, because the camis have different patterns, that we already have. We have dozens of patterns.
Oh, we do.
But what we're going to do is design a new pattern for you.
Yeah, because last time I checked, the desert needs a different pattern.
Right, because you're in the desert.
Yeah.
Except the pattern they picked was forest.
Hmm.
And we have 10 or so that are desert patterns that we could have just given them. So let me back up. So what we did was we went to this Canadian company.
Oh. Yeah, because we can't make it in America.
Yes, exactly. A Canadian company. They created and owned this proprietary camouflage forest pattern. Mm-hmm. Green, lush. I'm around trees and woods and flowers and plants. I'm around all of that stuff. And they designed it. And then we paid them. And then we had to replace the uniforms and do all this stuff. And over 10 years, it's going to cost us over $72 million. We already have desert.
We do.
Patterns that would be better for the Afghan. I don't know if you know anything about Afghanistan, Chris.
Yes.
You know anything?
I know a little bit.
A lot of trees, a lot of foliage.
It's like desert. Is no trees.
So not a lot of green, more browns and rocks and sand.
It's a lot of sand.
Gotcha. They picked the non-desert ones that we had there that would actually work, according to the IG. He said, and by the way, you know who picked? The Minister of Defense for Afghanistan.
Oh, he picked?
He got to pick.
Hmm.
And the IG said they picked the pattern based on a fashion preference, not by the experts, but by the Minister of Defense. It was a dumb decision. That's what the IG said. He didn't say, well, they could have. He said it was a dumb decision. So some people claim this was a waste of money. Chris Cruz, how do you
waste
rule?
Waste of money. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of money. And by the way, last time I checked, a prime minister of something.
The Minister of Defense.
Yeah, he should not be picking what the military guys are going to be wearing because of fashion. You pick it because you want them to, not the enemy see them, so you want them to camouflage to their surroundings.
I think you're forgetting one thing.
Okay. Thank you for calling me out.
Have you seen the Minister of Defense in the forest pattern?
No, I have not.
How can you judge?
No, but you're right.
He may look fabulous in it.
Here's the thing. Is this minister...
I'm sorry. He may look fabulous in it.
Is this minister going to be fighting with his military troops?
I don't know. Probably not. He's probably
okay,
in the building.
Okay, so I don't care, Chris, how he looks.
He may look fabulous.
Yeah, I get it, but it might not be fabulous for everybody else.
No. But he looks really hot.
No, I get that. but you did not join the military to...
Which is more important? Being effective on the battlefield, making sure people are not targets. They're able to hide amongst the landscape and whatnot, saving lives and saving money, or you looking fabulous.
You know, if I'm defending a country, I want to...
Well, as a soldier, sir, but if you're the Minister of Defense, what decision would you make?
You make, if you're a good Minister of Defense, you make the decision that keeps your troops alive.
I don't know anything about this Minister of Defense, but let me say he's gay.
Or he's trying to run a fashion show in Iraq.
Yeah, gay. I mean, who's running fashion? Men involved in fashion are gay. We know this almost exclusively.
Whoa.
Come on.
Shots fired. I did a fashion show this past weekend. I'm not gay.
You're not a fashion expert. You weren't deciding this stuff. You were just lending a hand.
But I was a model. I was modeling the clothes.
Chris, do you think they picked you because...
I look
you're
great.
You're the model?
Yes.
Or because you were available? Here, look in this mirror. Look in this full length right over here. Okay. See this? Now, did they pick you because you're a model or because you're a warm body?
Because I was a warm body. I was available.
Okay. Sorry I had to do that to you. I'm sorry I had to call you out.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.